I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. A colorful history of histologic stains in renal pathology. Dyes for clothes. A dye is defined as a colored substance that has an affinity to the substrate material to which it is applied. It is usually an aqueous solution and may require another substance called a mordant to improve the fastness of the dye on the fiber. The majority of natural dyes originally found in nature are derived from plant roots, bark, leaves, wood, and fungi and lichens. Cave paintings of animals and hands go back tens of thousands of years, and textile dyeing dates back to the Neolithic period. Throughout history, people have dyed their clothes, textiles, using locally available and common materials. Dyed flax fibers have been found dated back to 36,000 BC in various countries. It is said that the dye with the greatest claim to antiquity is indigo, extracted from the indigofera plant and used to dye cloth by the ancient Egyptians 3,000 years ago. Some more recent dyes were obtained from animals, as well as minerals and vegetables, often with very little processing. The commercial dye production was primarily aimed at the textile industry, and there was little or no attempt to classify and standardize dyes. In 1880, Dr. Grubler of Leipzig formed a company for marketing dyes for microscopy with some standardization. The color purple, which is most often linked to royalty, mystery, magic, and piety, was the color worn by only royalties, kings, and rulers, such as Roman magistrates, rulers of the Byzantine Empire, and Holy Roman Empire, and bishops, also in other countries such as Japan. The word purple comes from the Old English word purpule, which derives from the Latin purpura, in turn from the Greek porphyra. That is the name of the rare Tyrian purple dye manufactured in classical antiquity from a mucus secreted by the rare spiny dye Murex snail. The making of this dye was tedious, with thousands of these snails being rounded up, squashed, and the purple obtained from the small glands in these animals after exposure to the sun. This special color is mentioned in a great many classic works from Homer to Prince. Dyes for organs and tissues. Following the production of better and better microscopes with fixation, dehydration, paraffin embedding, and sectioning, for example by giants such as Malpighi, Bichat, Meyer, and a similar book by Robert Hooke, Micrographia, and the many letters of Leeuwenhoek to the Royal Society, it was necessary to stain the tissue that was mounted on the microscope slide for observation, since unstained material was transparent and one was unable to distinguish one tissue from another. Most of the wide range of stains have been adapted from those in use in the textile industry. The underlying mechanism of the binding of dyes to various tissues has been recently studied. The Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine was awarded to histologists Camillo Golgi and Santiago Ramon Y. Cajal for their new staining techniques and interpretation of the neural structure of the brain last century. H&E. A large number of different stains have been developed over the past 100 years in order to identify and differentiate different cellular structures on the histological glass slides. The hematoxylin and eosin stain, H&E, is the most widely used stain in medical diagnosis and considered the best special stain, the gold standard. Hematoxylin is a naturally occurring chemical extracted from the logwood tree, Hematoxylon capetinum, and was discovered by Spanish explorers to the Yucatan in 1502 and found as a native tree in Mexico and Central America. A vigorous trade soon developed using this dye for dyeing fabrics in Europe. In the mid-1800s, this stain was first used in the staining of various cellular components by the German Waldeyer in 1863. Does Waldeyer ring a bell? Others subsequently noted that the stain would run, bleach out, and the dye needed to be combined with a mordant, initially aluminum or iron, to facilitate the fixation of the staining of the tissues. The metal cation enables the hematoxylin to bind to the nuclear proteins, especially histones. Independently, Dr. Heinrich Caro, a Polish chemist, synthesized a yellow-red dye which he named eosin, which was named after the nickname of a girl he admired. This is an anionic acid dye which binds positively charged components of the cytoplasm, such as amino groups. PAS, the periodic acid shift technique, is actually specifically speaking of a reaction. As the story goes, according to Randy Henniger, who did his graduate training with the histochemist Dr. Sam Spicer at Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Dr. McManus, while at Oxford, England, was looking for a specific type of histochemical stain that would track to and stain specific types of amino acids. Dr. McManus submitted his PAS publication to the journal Nature, whose publication office was at Oxford, just by walking it across the street. His publication consisted of two paragraphs and no pictures. Dr. Lilly, while at the NIH, and Bloodworth had also been working on the PAS reaction independently and simultaneously and sent it for publication. But because it was during World War II, the Lilly publication was delayed for 2 years and Dr. McManus got the credit, as noted in Lilly's classic handbook on histochemistry. Silver stains have been used by many histologists for the identification of many tissues. It initially was quite difficult and messy to use because it had to be hand-timed for the proper intensity of the silver staining. Dr. David Jones developed it for the purpose of defining and understanding certain glomerular processes, such as membranous glomerulonephritis, which help separate this entity from what we now call minimal change disease. Trichrome. Although there are a large number of trichrome stains, Pierre Misson's trichrome was the first and most important of these three colored stains. Dr. Misson was a French-born doctor who lived in Quebec and was considered one of the leading histopathologists of the era. He was first chair of pathology at the University of Strasbourg, and then moved to become chair of pathology at the University of Montreal. Although I doubt it, I've always wondered if the three-colored stain reminded him of the French flag. Without the trichrome staining, discerning one feature in a tissue from another can be quite difficult. It is a staining method using two or more acid dyes in conjunction with a polyacid staining different tissues, giving them contrasting colors. Another frequently used trichrome stain is the Mallory's trichrome. Frank Burr Mallory of Boston, in fact, has three eponym-related stains named after him, as well as at least three bodies in various tissues and organs, a form of cirrhosis, a pathology institute, and two renowned pathologist sons. He got around. Congo Red. Despite the urban legend that the Congo Red stain was only found in the Belgian Congo, that name was given to this stain for marketing purposes at the time. To the Europeans in 1885, the name Congo evoked exotic images of a far-off Central African country known as the Dark Continent. Congo Red was first synthesized by Dr. Paul Bottinger in 1883 when he was an employee at the Friedrich Bayer Company in Germany. He was trying to develop a textile dye that did not require a mordant step. However, the company was not interested in this bright color, so he filed a patent under his name and sold it to the AGFA, A-G-F-A, company in Berlin, who marketed it under the name Congo Red. This was a catchy name in Germany at the time because of the 1884 Berlin West Africa Conference, which was an important step in the colonization of Africa. German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck presided over the discussion of free trade issues in the Congo River Basin in these important diplomatic talks. The stain, patented 3 weeks after the end of the conference, was a major success. It was, in fact, the first of the economically lucrative direct textile dyes. A challenge to AGFA's Congo Red patent led to a precedent-setting decision regarding intellectual property law. Another interesting story regarding special stains is that of a blue stain that was initially a dye for staining edible candy, somewhat similar to the Alcyon blue stain. The histochemist's laboratory was just down the street from a candy factory, and he collected a variety of dyes used in the preparation of candy. One of these stains, which is blue, would prove to be helpful in the demonstration of certain tissues, not just in certain tissues. I'm sure he enjoyed the candy, too.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.